Well, good morning. I'm Wynn Damon, and we have with us a guest once again from Holy Family Hospital, Deb Chevrolati. And Deb, good morning to you.
Hi, Wynn. How are you?
I'm doing well today. I know that we have been working on like a band to welcome you in, but I haven't been able to move forward on that project yet.
No, I've already given up. I've moved on, Wynn. I've given up hope that you will ever get a marching band or a theme song or a drum roll for me. I've given up.
Well, good. No, I don't have to worry about that anymore.
I'm just going to appear without it. That's fine. I'm going to appear without it, and we can just use the time to talk about something really meaningful and useful like my shoes or something like that.
That's right. Yeah. Let's see here. We are getting into the I hate to say it, but we're getting into the fall season already. Have you lined up your shoes yet to purchase?
As a matter of fact, I have. I have lined up all of my shoes. I've purchased new colors already. But here's the thing. I'm buying shorter heels, and it pains me to say that. All the 4-inch heels, the 3-inch, I've had to go to 2.5-inch heels, and it's really upsetting me. But I've had to do it for several reasons. First of all, the hallways in the hospital are really long. And secondly, I don't really want to twist my ankle and break it.
Well,
so what do you think about that? You're awfully quiet over there.
I was just thinking if you twisted your ankle and broke it in the hospital, at least you know who to go see.
An orthopedic surgeon. How's that for a segue? Isn't that perfect?
Yeah, that'll work.
It was a great setup. You know, we have a guest this morning, right?
No, come on.
Yeah, we do, honestly. I prepared you, Wynn. Don't.
I won't.
In fact, I'm in his office. Dr. Gregory Johnson from Associates in Orthopedics. Ah. And they have offices in North Andover and Haverhill. And I'm sitting right here with Dr. Johnson in North Andover.
Ah, terrific. All right.
Yeah.
So when we have a chance to chat with him, he'll give me the update on your ankle to make sure that it's absolutely working just fine.
No, because my ankles currently are fine because I smartened up ahead of time. But I want to tell you about Dr. Johnson because then I want to put him on the phone.
Okay, we're all set.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To pay attention?
Yes.
It takes so long to get your attention, Wynn. All right, listen. So Dr. Johnson's a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, which is extremely important, seriously, because a board certification attests to a high level of skill and knowledge and expertise in the field. So when you are looking for an orthopedic surgeon, that would be the number one thing that you would need to look for. And Dr. Johnson received his Doctor of Medicine from Columbia University School of Medicine, and then he did an orthopedic surgery residency at Stanford University, and he's a fellow of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. So when you ask him some questions, Wynn, you know, he's probably going to know the answers.
Well, I hope so. After all these years, I never really realized how important it was to become board certified.
Well, this is what we're here for. We're here to educate you, Wynn. So by the time Dr. Johnson's done talking to you, he's going to tell you all these important things that you have time for. But the other thing I want to tell you is that he specializes in fractures, of course, joint repair, reconstruction, minimally invasive incision procedures, and endoscopic procedures. So there you go.
Oh, that's quite a bit. Yeah.
I know.
All right.
So
well,
are you ready to talk to Dr. Johnson?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Stop interrupting me.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to put Dr. Johnson on the phone. Be nice.
Okay. I will.
All right. Hold on.
All right.
Dr. Johnson.
So we're going to talk with Dr. Johnson. Yes, good morning to you. Thanks for coming on The Wave, 97.9 WHAV-FM. And I'm board certified to say that.
I'm good.
So I understand that, as Deb mentioned, you do joint repair, joint replacement, and and I don't know about you, but I am getting a little bit older every day, and I hear stories, because it's always the other guy who has to have the knee replaced or the hip replaced and stuff like that. How come these things wear out as you turn a little bit older?
Well, that's a great question. When joints do wear out, and I think it's multifactorial. It's genetic. It's also I'm going to blame birthdays. The more birthdays, the more luck you've had, and the more chances of getting arthritis. So getting older is a blessing, but it also does bring wear and tear arthritis. It's a little bit genetic as well. There's factors that we can control somewhat, like weight and choice of shoes. And so it is multifactorial, but it's really a blessing that we can do something about these joints. We can replace hips and knees, and typically under 90 minutes when they do wear out. But if you live long enough, you're going to face joints wearing out when...
You know, I have witnessed that, and I see, you know, I watch people, but I see people really struggle to get out of the car, to get up off of the couch and stuff like that, and then they just kind of hobble a little bit until they can straighten up and keep walking. And that's probably a sign that the knees and the hips might not be working as well as they should be.
Yeah, it's important to, I empathize with those folks as well, and I sometimes want to give them a card, but when I see that, I have to think, is it the hip, is it the knee, or is it the spine quite often, or a little bit of all three? But it only with an exam, and a board-certified orthopedic examiner can determine this, what's the best approach, what is the diagnosis, and then what is the best solution. And it's fortunate that we do have amazing joint replacements. Again, in under 90 minutes, I can replace your hip. We can replace a knee and have you up and walking on it in 2 hours, and often home the same day, and if not, the next day.
Yeah, I find that amazing. Now, under 90 minutes, what's the surgery like these days?
So it's not a race, but the surgery is very precise. The incisions are minimized. The anesthesia is more precise. We use blocks that numb the area, not the whole patient. And while we still use anesthesia, general and spinal anesthesia, everything is so personalized to the patient's surgery site, to their weight, to their age. We are able to get people up. And I would say the difference is we don't make you sick like the old days. Honestly, there was too much narcotics used, and we're big on opioid sparing or minimization. So we're able to personalize your care, your anesthesia, and get you up walking, and quite often comfortable going home that same day or certainly the next morning if it's an older person having a hip or knee replaced.
You know, I remember one time I had to have a little bit of surgery, and I was sick as a dog from the anesthesia, and that was probably worse than trying to heal.
That's absolutely true. We struggle to prevent nausea, to prevent opioid excess. Our model involves what we call a tripod, where we're using Tylenol scheduled and things like Advil or Celebrex scheduled. And by taking those on a schedule, very, very little narcotic is needed, typically at night or maybe for breakthrough pain once a day. So I've cut my narcotic prescribing 80 to 85% in the last 10 years.
Oh, that's a great thing. We're talking with Dr. Gregory Johnson. He's from Associates in Orthopedics with offices in North Andover and Haverhill. And as you had mentioned and Deb mentioned too, you do minimal incision and How does that work? The tools must be a lot finer these days, huh?
Yes, Wynn. We have arthroscopes that are 7 millimeters. We go through an incision. I would call it a quarter-inch incision. They're so small, we tape them closed. I don't typically use stitches, so that's a mini incision to scope a knee or a shoulder or even an elbow or an ankle. I do an endoscopic or mini incision carpal tunnel release, and where we go in the wrist at the wrist crease and sneak under the carpal tunnel, releasing it without a palmar incision, which can be a little more tender and a little slower to recover. That allows most of my patients not to require hand therapy. And as you know, the copays aren't getting any smaller for the therapist. So.
No, I get you there. Now, when you do those minimal procedures, are there cameras on the tools so you can see what you're doing?
Yeah, we have a high-def camera with an angled lens so we can adjust the light source. We could take high-def pictures and see quite honestly just as well or better. We also use magnifying glasses on the surgeon's on glasses, so I'm wearing essentially telescopes on my glasses, along with the camera and the endoscope in regards to the wrist surgery. We've gotten so many people back to work at pretty repetitive jobs, and it's very satisfying to see them wake up not numb and cured of their carpal tunnel syndrome, which is absolutely curable if you don't wait too late.
That's the key. You have to jump on that. Now, some of these surgeries people think can only be done in Boston, but that's not true, is it?
No, we're doing more and more here in the community, and saving the trip, saving the bumpy road, and I think we offer, again, more precise and personalized care. Many of us have trained in Boston or in other big cities, and I would say we know what we can do well here, and we do that well. We also know what we should send to Boston, so I think that's worth exploring all options, but we're happy to tell people when it's necessary to go downtown. But most of the time, we can do amazing surgeries here, large surgeries here, robotic surgeries here, major fractures here, reconstructions of all kinds here in our local hospitals in Methuen and Haverhill.
So you're talking about things like knee, I guess you can do like a joint replacement implant made just for a knee, for example?
Yeah, we do have an option to order a custom-made knee implant with custom cutting guides, and it's personalized to the patient's exact anatomy. In all cases, we're taking off-the-shelf components, which come in dozens of sizes, and personalizing the patient's bones to fit that. So in whatever the situation, the surgeon's in my hands, we personalize the surgery to get the best fit and function and remove old spurs, for example, and clean up old joints and take out loose bodies. So it's all stuff we're comfortable doing, major procedures here locally, and when there's an exception to that, we certainly would advise the patient or family when it's time to move south.
Because that's one thing the doctors really have no fear about. You know, if it's something that they can't be handled locally, then they are gladly willing to pass it along to another doctor in another facility, huh?
Right. We have good relations with our colleagues at St. Elizabeth's, and obviously refer to all the major teaching hospitals when it's necessary. But again, the trend has been we're just getting busier up here because we can do so much more up here with great results. And the patients are very loyal in our listening area, and we do appreciate that. But, we can't help you if you don't come in and explain what ails you, and then we can work out a solution.
And usually the tip to that is that somebody might, for example, just realize they have some pain that they don't normally have, right? That's what tips them off that something's wrong?
Yeah, typically it's pain. Sometimes it's deformity, a bunion, but numbness or tingling or pain or a hitch or a limp in the gait, it can come on slowly. And lots of people certainly are patient, but at some point it's worth an analysis, an exam, an x-ray, and a diagnosis, which we can provide typically in a half an hour visit.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, well, Dr. Johnson, anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't touched upon?
Well, I appreciate the time this morning. Enjoyed it.
Well, my pleasure to have you here and to really tell us what it's all about, and to know that things can be done right at home, and that's a very good thing. Hey, Doctor, I want to thank you again for joining us here on The Wave 97.9 WHAV-FM.
Thank you very much.
All right. We've been talking with Dr. Gregory Johnson from Associates in Orthopedics, with offices in North Andover and in Haverhill. And he's been our guest this morning here on The Wave 97.9 WHAV-FM.